everyone. I hope you have a nice day. Hope you have a wonderful day. So this is my AMA recording, right? I just feel like recording it. I have around 23 questions or something like that, around that. So yeah, I'm gonna do from the latest one to the oldest ones that I got from Telenim. So, also it's raining, so you can probably hear it. Yeah. Cozy, rainy audio time. Let's go. Okay, so let's go straight to it. First question. What got you into creating audios? What got me into creating audio? So, at first, I was just a listener. Of course, everyone started with being a listener. Most probably. Most definitely. I can confirm. Definitely confirmed. Pretty sure. So, I started listening. I'm not even sure when I started listening. It was so long time ago. I mean, not really. Maybe 2 years ago. Who knows? Somewhere around that. And I never thought about like making audios. I just listen to audios, right? And I'm a really active Discord user. I go to voice calls. I go to like big servers and talk to people. And a lot of times people just tell me that I have a nice voice and I should do ASMR. Someone said like, oh, you could be making money with that voice. And I was like, huh? I was kind of confused with that, but now I know. But so there's that. And because of that, it's not only that, there's also my friends. A lot of my friends say that as well, like, oh, you should do this kind of thing, you have a nice voice. And I was like, okay, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I get anxious a lot of times, you know, and I don't really like, I know everything has negativity, you know, so you would get a lot of backlash sometimes, yeah, but I don't know, I just started doing it, I guess, recently. I started in March, I think, March this year, and yeah, and I enjoy it, it's fun, it's nice to, you know, a lot of people from this community, there are a lot of them are very nice and supportive, which is nice, you know? Yeah, alright, second question, do you have a favorite genre or artist or band? Favorite genre? I like indie music. I like indie music. I kinda have hate. I don't know. I kinda don't like lo-fi personally because it gets boring sometimes because it has like same tunes. Don't attack me, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I don't like lo-fi. Sometimes I do just to chill, you know, but most of the time I don't. My favorite band, artist, that would be The Neighborhood, Arctic Monkeys. I know it's typical, but they're good. And then there's also Steve Lacy. I like Billie Eilish. Don't attack me. I like Billie Eilish. Don't attack me. She's so good. She has a good singing voice. She has good music. I like her recent music. It was like, it's this song called TV. And also there's another called 13th or something. I don't remember. If you can hear the door, that's just from another room. Anyways, so there's that. Yeah, so there you go. I do like R&B, you know, just, I like chill music most of the time, you know, so, yeah, How has posting on GWA positive or negatively impacted your life? From my experience, I have been on GWA for March, no, April, May, June, July, August. It has been around since 5 months. So I think most of it is positive. Yeah, most of it is positive. A lot of people are very supportive, and that makes me happy. That makes me happy, I like when I'm just like a small creator, and I don't even want to call myself creator because I don't know, I don't deserve to have that kind of name. Or if someone called me like a VA, I don't think I am a VA because I need a lot to improve on. Acting is kind of like hard to do to me, for me. So, yeah. But a lot of people are very supportive, and I love when people give me like feedbacks that are, just not being rude to me. Just like actual feedbacks, not like insulting. I think that's like the most important thing, because whenever I receive negative feedbacks from people, that makes me ponder like a lot, and it does make me feel like nah, I don't want to do this. I don't want to deal with this, that but I think that's just a part of it. If you want to be a creator or something, content creator of any kind, that's what you have to deal with. Yeah, there's always positive and negative things. But even though if you get the negative stuff, from the audience, remember there's always the positive side. A lot of people are supporting you. Just don't let your guard down, because people tend to don't like something, even though that something is perfect. I'm not saying I'm perfect, of course. Definitely not. But I'm saying people are just not always nice, Someone said, my friend said this. Hold on a second. Let me find that text. So my friend said, like, he said this. Something I've always held onto is knowing that there could be the most perfect peach in the world, but someone is going to hate peaches. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's true. That's actually really cool. Because, even if something that you like your favorite food, right? And you expect everyone to like the food, there's always going to be like one person that doesn't like it. And you would be like in disbelief, like, excuse me? But, I guess it's life. There's always someone that doesn't like it, but it's okay. It's okay. And everyone has their own taste, everyone has their own preference, so that's okay. So, yeah, I just accept the feedbacks, I accept everything, I accept the negativity, whatever. And of course, it's gonna be probably mental breakdowns. But through those breakdowns, I always tell myself, like, oh, there are still others that still support me, that like my stuff. So why should I stop? Why should I give up? It's just one thing versus 10,000 positive things. So, yeah, okay, I'm rambling too much. I'm gonna go to the next question. Next question. What kind of scripts are most enjoyable for you to act out? Kinks? Okay. My kinks. So basically, they're asking my kinks. Okay, most enjoyable. Of course, the most enjoyable thing that I love to do is something that I can relate to, right? So, a lot of my improvisation, improvised audios, a lot of them are the ones that I can relate to. I mean, I've only made like four audios, I think, improvised audios, and one of them is like gaming thing, distracting my gamer boyfriend, that thing. So I think that's like something that I could relate to. That's why I think I did a good job on it. And I love distracting someone. Is that a kink? I don't know. I like distracting someone, so I guess it kind of sounded natural. And there's that. I also like this is so embarrassing. Oh, hold on. I like cream pies. I like being submissive. As much as I want to, I do want to be an F-dom. But I think I'm gonna be bad at it if I'm actually gonna do it, because I've always been a submissive person. But yeah, it's something new, but I can make it work, you know? I can practice more. If you know what I mean. Anyways, what else is there? I have to check myself. Oh, I actually like. You know what? Let me check my kink list. I think that would be the best to look at. Hold on. Right, so I love having a gangbang. I like being used. I like the idea of glory hole thingy. I like wearing costumes. I love lingeries. I loved clothed sex. Just the idea of it, it's just like hot to me. Imagining it is hot to me because it's like basically both of you are so horny, but you can't do anything, so you have to grind on each other. And it's just so hot to me because you can't do anything, and both of you are just desperate for each other, and that's like, whew, you know, yeah. What else is there? Color, I do like that. Yes. Deep throat, yes, please. You know what? Just look at my kink list. I don't want to. It's just really hot in my room, you know? I can't answer these. Anyways, it's already 13 minutes. I'm so sorry. Okay, so there you go. That's most of them. Most of my kings, I guess. Anyway, next question. Tell us a core memory from your childhood. My childhood. Let me think. So, I used to have it's like sleepovers at my cousin's like a lot when I was like a kid, and it was really fun. We played a lot of games. We played like hide and seek. It's just, I think that's like the most favorite game ever that time. And oh, there was this one time. No, it wasn't just one time, a few times. There's always this one ice cream guy that goes to like each house. No, goes to like each street, and then we would like we hear him. He goes like with a bike. He rode a bike to like each street. He has this big container on his back. There's ice cream in the container. And we would hear him use the bell. There's like ring, 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 ice cream, ice cream. Who wants ice cream? And all of us kids, which is like, oh my God, it's him. And then we rush out of the house and then just like scream, ice cream, I want ice cream. And then, And we got the ice cream. It was just, I think it's just very nice, But it was good ice cream too. And I haven't seen him in a long time. I mean, it's not the same person. Seen an ice cream guy in a long time. And it's just really rare to see. And I think that's like one of my favorite things when I was a kid. And then there, we also had these, we call them bouncers. I know bouncers means different in different countries. Let me check. Okay, it's just called inflatable bouncer. That's it. So that thing, we used to have them, like, I have a lot of cousins, right? So, and we were all, I mean, we are all the same age. So, every month, there's always gonna be like birthday party. And every birthday party, there's inflatable bouncer. And it wasn't just us kids playing it, there were also adults. So you can imagine us being crushed by adults. I mean, not literally, but they were careful, right? But still, it was dangerous for adults to just join kids playing the inflatable bouncer because they're fucking big. They're big people. So, but it was fun though. It was fun. Especially when the bouncers have like water, you can like use water on it. So it's just like, especially when there's like big slide from the top. Oh shit. That's the shit right there. No, we don't really play on them that much because we're adults now and there's not much kids. Like, I don't spend time with my cousins anymore because a lot of us are busy and I don't know, we're just not that close anymore. So there you go. There's a lot of good memories from my childhood. And being a kid is really nice. You don't have to think about anything at all, But I guess we have to grow up. Whoa, so fun. All right, next question. No, we go here. Would you give someone a second chance? If this is for a relationship, I would say no. Because I think for someone, I think if I had a big connection to someone for a year maybe, and they cheated on me or something like that, I would not give them a second chance. Why should I? They would probably gonna do it again. And no. Sorry, no. But if it's about like friendship, then sure, I would give them a second chance. 'Cause some people change, can change, some people can't, some people are just liars and just want validation. It depends on your personality. If I feel like they won't change at all, like it's not worth to give them a second chance. So, yeah, most of the time I would give them second chance. That's for friendship. For a relationship, no. I don't. I've done that, but no, I'm not gonna do it again. So no. Do you think swearing is something you do often? Yes, I do swear a lot. I do swear a lot. If you if you talk to me in VC, if you watch, probably I play games, right? I mean, not a lot of games. I do play games, but I do swear a lot. If you play games with me, if you talk to me, if you go to my live recording, I swear a lot. Even in text messages, I swear. I'm not even, I'm not exaggerating, ask my friends. I would. Did I swear? Have I swore yet? Have I? Did I swear in this recording? Probably not. Maybe I will, but I am trying not to. Yeah. Would you say that you are a loyal person? Yes. I do think I'm loyal. I do. I am loyal. I'm clingy. If I like someone very much, I am clingy. And I don't find other people attractive. I don't find anyone else nice. I would just be clingy with this person for a long time. And I would just like, I don't fucking care about other people. I mean, I do, but not romantically. So there's that. So yeah. Have you ever cried because of love? Yeah. Definitely. Definitely, I have. I have, yeah. I think everyone does. It's not just romantic relationships. It's like when you love your pet, when you love your parents, when you love your family. I have cried because of them. Just because of how much I love them, or it's either that or how much I hate them. It's like what I mean by hate them, it's like it's really hard to hate someone. It's like, okay, when someone you love just do something wrong to you and then you just hate them for doing it because you love them, and then you cannot really hate them. It's not like your literal hate. You know, it's just like I can't fucking hate you because I love you. I can't, I have to forgive you because I love you. It's something like that. That's why I hate it. You know what I mean? I think you know what I mean. I think you know what I mean. So there's that. If you're being honest, how are you at the moment? Well, good question. If I'm being honest, what if I'm being not honest? I can just say, yeah, I'm fine. Oh my god, cringe. Cringe. If I'm being honest, how are you at the moment? So, right now, it's nice to talk. It's nice to let out my thoughts right now, you know? So, this is why I want to do this AMA recording by myself, because I can just like tell what I am thinking about. I don't get nervous or anything, which is nice. So I can express myself. I feel a little bit relieved. I feel a little bit relieved. Because, like earlier, I was feeling a little down because I just read one of the negative feedbacks and I was like, okay. I usually accept feedbacks. I do. I accept feedbacks, yes. But they were being so rude and I was like, all right, this could be better. This feedback could be better. It could be made in a nicer way, you know. But I guess I get what they mean. They meant it's kind of so, I don't know. It was kind of, it was not more to, it was more to insult. It's more to insult than an actual feedback. So that's why I was kind of like a little bit down. And because of that, I just took some rest in my bed and distracted myself. And then Usually it's like that, and then I moved on. I move on kind of fast, which is good for me. Because I know there are things that I have to worry about, and then there are things that are more positive things, you know, that happen to me. So I should just focus on the positive things. So there's that. So right now I'm just relieved that I move on from that. I'm relieved that I'm just relieved and I feel happier, you know. If you ask me this 3 days ago or a week ago, I was not feeling happy or I was not feeling good. But, 'cause, yeah, I don't know. It was kind of shitty a week ago. I don't remember why. But now I'm feeling good. It's just, yeah. How have you really been feeling lately? Oh, so that's the same question. Two questions that have the same question. All right. So I already answered that. What is your ethnicity? I'm Southeast Asian. I put this on my card. There's a section about me. I guess I put my details there if you want to know about my stuff thingy. So yeah, I'm Southeast Asian. I live in Southeast Asia. There. Any new habits? Well, I recently wake up late. I wake up very late. I wake up in the afternoon. I wake up at 1 or 2 p.m. or 3 sometimes. Like, holy shit. Because I sleep late. That is my problem. That is a true problem that I should fix because it's not healthy. I still do it anyway. I think that's it. My new habit. I want to do some exercising though. I've been telling myself this for like the past few months, but I think everyone does. Like, I want to start exercising, but never done it. Never haven't done it in the past few months. But you know, it's the thought that counts. Did anyone ever break your heart? Yes. Well, my last relationship. So yeah, my ex, I guess. But that's the past. I don't really care anymore. Yeah, there's that. What else? Are you friends with an ex? Why? I guess I am, but not really at the same time. I do have boundaries. I am friend. Oh my God, I am still friends with him, but I don't want to talk casually to him. So he's still on my friend list, but not close friends. No, why? Because I don't know. I think he's a fun person, but he's a little bit, for me, it's probably just me. He's a little bit, sorry, he's a little bit hard to deal with, at least to me, for me. But yeah, there's that. He's a fun person, but he's just a little bit hard to deal with. That's why I would like to have boundaries with him, even though I'm still friends with him. So there's that. Have you ever kissed your best friend? No, I don't have any best friend. I'm sorry. I don't have any best friend, so I cannot kiss anyone. I can't kiss my non-existent best friend. Sadly, I would, but I don't have anyone. Do you have Instagram? I do. I have Instagram, but it's personal. So yeah, I do. It's personal. I have Twitter, no Instagram. I wouldn't know what to post there. So there's just Twitter. Do you think roses are pretty or not? Roses are kind of overrated. They're pretty, but kind of overrated. So Yeah, they're kind of overrated. I think the prettiest flowers are baby breath flowers. I know the name is so weird. I don't know why that's the name, but it's baby breath flowers. They're really cute. It's very, I like them. So I think they're easy to take care of as well. So that's why I kind of like them. Yeah. And they come in like in different colors, which is nice. I like them. Maybe red flowers, not roses. Roses are overrated. Why would you reply quickly or slowly to someone? Reply quickly. I don't. Why would you reply quickly or slowly to someone? This depends on how busy I am, and how I don't like that person. How I don't or do like that person. So yeah, there you go. I'm not gonna go on details. So you just have to think if I don't like you or if I'm just busy or not. So there you go. Can you open up to other people easily? Good question. I don't think I open up to other people easily. Like, especially when it's like, when I'm sad, when I'm not in a good mood. I don't open up very easily. But if I'm happy with stuff, if I'm really, really happy, I express myself like a lot. So yeah, I think I do need to improve on, you know, opening up when I'm feeling a little down or something like that. I don't know, I just don't like how people look at me like, oh, she's sad or something like that. I don't know. I don't, yeah, so I don't think I can open up to other people easily. It would take a little bit of time. Next question. What languages do you know? Good question. I know three languages. One is my native language, which I'm not gonna tell. Second is English, second language. Third is Arabic. I know a little bit of Arabic. But not much. If you speak Arabic to me, I don't understand you. I can't. But I can read Arabic. I don't know what they mean though. So I know how to say how are you, which is kaifa halak. And then there's also like there are like questions like ma ismuka, that's what's your name, and then kam umruka, that's how old are you, what else, kaifa halak, how are you. Yeah, that's it. That's it, probably. Yeah. I don't know that much. Is that... Should I consider... No. I shouldn't have put that as, like, one of the languages that I know. But, you know, I don't know. I like them. I like that language because it sounds so nice. Maybe I should learn more. Yeah. All right, next question. How do you respond to someone saying they miss you? I would respond too bad. I'm kidding. Depends on a person. It's always depend on a person. If I like that person, I would say, hey, yeah, I miss you too. That's like my genuine response. But if I don't like this person, I would say too bad. I don't care. I would say too bad. Because I'm not going to fake it and say, yeah, I miss you too. No, I don't miss you at all. But thank you for missing me, I guess. I feel appreciated. Sorry, that sounds so mean. But yeah. If they I mean, yeah, there's that. I'm sorry. What don't you pay attention to when dating? What do I don't pay attention? How am I supposed to know when I didn't even pay attention to what? I don't know. I don't know what am I not paying attention to? Like, how am I supposed to know if I don't pay attention to it? I'm so sorry. I'm just confused. Yeah, I don't know. Usually, if I'm in a relationship, I would just ask them, like, you know, what do you want me to change or anything and something like that. So there's that. Yeah. Do you have any tips on setting boundaries in a friendship? I think having, if you're friends with someone, don't push them. I think that's like the best advice I could give. It's not like this is just me. I don't like getting pushed. 'Cause that would make me overthink and I get overwhelmed, you know? Like being pushed to do something that you don't like is like no. Like I know I'm good friends with you, but please don't push me to do this thing. For example, drugs. There's drugs, there's alcohols, alcohols. I don't want to be pushed to drink. I don't like to drink. I don't want to drink. And if you push me to drink, I would fucking slap you. Don't try, because I don't want to. And I don't want to be peer pressured to do that. You know, because I'm sorry, I don't want to drink. You know, it's not something. You don't die if you don't drink. Okay? Just set your boundaries, man. Like, leave me alone. Let me live. Let me do what I want. I don't want to do that, then fucking I don't stop you from drinking. Go ahead, fucking go fuck, go drink, whatever you want to do. Just don't push me to do your stuff too, you know? Sorry, oh my God. Why am I getting mad? It's just so annoying when someone's just being pushy, you know? Tips on dealing with never having a relationship but wanting one. Tips on dealing with never having a relationship but wanting one. God, this is so hard. Why are you asking me relationship advice? I don't. I mean, it's not a relationship advice, it's just. I'm not a pro on this. Okay. Tips on dealing with never having a relationship but wanting one. I can't, 'cause I do want one, but I don't. I do want one, but it's just hard to, because everyone wants to feel loved and appreciated by, you know, or so your partner, you know. So having someone there is just nice, really, really nice. It feels nice. So I can't really say that. I can't answer, 'cause like, as much as you don't want to be in a relationship, you would always want to have someone there. 'Cause we're all just like that. I think it's just nature, you know? But I can't really answer this. I'm sorry. Do not ask me for relationship advice. I am very, very inexperienced. I've only had one relationship and that's it. So don't ask me this. Don't ask me this. I'm so sorry, I cannot answer. Okay. I think that is all. Yeah, that's all from my telonyms. Oh my God, I'm sweating so much. That is all. Yeah, thank you for asking me questions, even though I cannot answer some of them. I'm so sorry. Yeah, if you guys want to ask me more questions, you can just send me the questions on Telonym. I will answer them in the future. I will collect them and then answer them in the future and post them. So yeah, that's it. That's it. I hope you have a nice day, beautiful day, wonderful day, or evening. Thank you. Thank you for listening.